Well, what's your name?
Al Carter.
And you've made some beautiful drums here.
Thank you.
How'd you get started making drums?
A dear friend of mine was a cancer patient, and she started to drum on a big drum, and her cancer went into remission. Unfortunately, it wasn't her drum, and so when her term with the drum ended, a short time later, her cancer came back. She was sad and depressed and felt that she needed to sing, and she needed a drum. So I was a woodworker at the time, and I made her a drum, a big drum. She put some ladies together. They're now known as the All Nations Women's Drum Group. And by the way, she's been cancer-free ever since. That would be this lady here.
What's your name?
Marlene.
So you think the drum cured your cancer?
Of course I do. It's the power of faith and the power of the drum.
Is there any chance you could sing me a song on one of these drums?
I am actually not a singer, but we happen to have one right beside me.
Please. And where are these drums used?
A drum is a living thing. It represents the heartbeat of the mother. So, Mother Earth. So, people that have them, for some people, the design is pretty. They hang them on the wall. That's not their purpose. Native people use the drum in ceremony. They use it for healing. And they use it to make themselves and others feel better. So, for the most part, I prefer if Native people end up with these drums so that they can share and take on the love and the healing power of the individual who uses them. So they're meant to be used. These are not decorations.
And may I add, any drum that isn't sold today most likely will go towards teaching children. I take these drums and the big powwow drum, the ceremonial drum that the women own, and go into the schools, and we share with the children. We let them touch and feel the same as I did earlier. I got the kids up on these drums, and we teach some culture, and every time a child picks up this drum and plays it, the child leaves medicine in this drum, and it just seems to sound that much better. Friends of mine were here a while ago with two autistic children, and I kept throwing the drums into their hands, and they were beating on them because I knew that all of this love that they had was going to go into these drums. So I was randomly picking up drums all over the place to give to these challenged kids, right? So that's our thought and our feeling, that anybody who touches these drums leaves medicine behind.
Just a little PS here, like sometimes we're given a drum for a specific purpose, like when I was up in Ontario almost 20 years ago and I had a stroke and a heart attack, and my granddaughter and other people, her husband gave me this medicine drum to help to heal me, and I've carried it with me ever since, and the lacing broke a while back. And Al just fixed up the lacing, so here you have a different kind of drum. But like he says, each drum has a purpose.
Yeah.
And, well, you ain't got a camera, but this is.
I got one.
Well, anyway, you don't need to take a picture. But see, this one, he kept to the original, even though it was unevenly numbered. He kept to the original lacing and replaced the lacing, and then I had this knuckle from the moose that I really like because it's central like that. And then here's my here's a funny thing. This is my drumstick. My wife got me this quite a while ago for stirring the porridge, and I took a look at it and I thought, wait a minute, that shouldn't be a spurtle, I think they're called.
Yeah.
So I turned it into a drumstick.
Nice.
And then a few weeks later, I was at Drum, the thing that the four cultures, Mi'kmaq, Black, Acadian and Native, okay, that had the show called Drum,
okay,
and they had a drumstick. So then I used that to stir my porridge with, but I have this for the drum. See, so it's like that. And it has, we restrung it, and with that in the center, so we got the four directions. And it's a medicine drum, and it's got a much deeper sound. I like that sound, actually.